Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a pay increase for regional intermodal drivers in Chicago. Schneider is raising pay 5 cents per mile for regional intermodal drivers and adding load pay. With an average annual increase of $8,300, you can now make up to $83,000 per year. Plus a limited time $10,000 sign-on bonus and transitioning to company-owned intermodal chassis. Apply to get your pay increase and bonus as a regional intermodal driver at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for my friends at Chevrolet. It's Auto Show Week. The Bernstein and Golf Show will be there this Wednesday and Thursday. So stop by, say hello to the guys. And while you're there, you got to see the Chevy display and check out all the cool things that Chevrolet has going on this year. When you go to the Auto Show, it's all about checking out the classic cars and all the great new models too. Well, the 2017 Chevy Corvette is both classic and new. Seeing the Corvette is why you go to the Auto Show in the first place. It's this year's version of Chevy's iconic American two-seater sports car, and it's always cool no matter how many times you see it in person. Go see why Chevy is now the most awarded car company for a third year in a row. And with a great full line of automobiles, it's no secret why Chevy is on track for another amazing year. And now for the fourth consecutive year, Chevy has received more J.D. Power Initial Quality Awards than any other brand. Don't just take my word for it. Go see for yourself all the great things happening with Chevy. Stop by the Chevy display at the Auto Show from now until the 20th, or stop by your local Chevy dealer today.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max, I'll be your waitress, because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting!
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline, we're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
That sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Careers. We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena Wednesday when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bulls have two games left before the All-Star break. They host Toronto tomorrow, Boston on Thursday. They now sit at three games under 500. First time under Fred Hoiberg, they're that far below 500. Dwayne Wade had an MRI on his wrist today. Paul Zipser also with an MRI on his ankle, as they're both doubtful for tomorrow's game with Toronto. Jimmy Butler did practice. Nico Mirotich did not. Major League Baseball, the Cubs have made an offer to Travis Wood as pitchers and catchers report to spring training tomorrow. In hockey, the Blackhawks are beginning their bye week, and they'll host Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves beat the Rampage 3-2. They're off until Friday when they travel to Texas. NFL, the Giants have released Victor Cruz and running back Rashad Jennings, and Mike McDaniel is leaving the Falcons as offensive assistant to join the 49ers as their run game specialist. And in college buckets, DePaul hosts number 2 Villanova with coverage on The Score starting at 7:45. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious, but now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell, part chalupa, all fried chicken, also all delicious. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lady Jane's, now open in Darien.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Oladipo hits a three. And he said to Kevin Durant, I'm coming, I'm coming. The timeout was called, words exchanged, kept saying, I'm coming. And his Kantner off the bench, having some words as well. Now Durant and Robertson go forehead to forehead. Durant still talking to him. The former teammates jawing at each other.
It's all in the game. Nothing is wrong. See, off the floor. It's part of the game. I respect that. Hard fouls, you know, talking. All that stuff's a part of the game. That's what makes the game fun for us.
What about the talking with Russell? During the timeout, you guys are going off the floor talking to each other?
It's part of the game.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
And a hell of a game it was. And the more I think about it, for a city like Oklahoma City, that's like an all-time sports event there. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the outsized importance of having a major league professional franchise and that kind of drama on that stage nationally on a Saturday night. That's had to be memorable. And somebody who can tell us if it was or wasn't is Eric Horn, who joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family. Grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Eric's on Twitter at Eric Horn with an E-O-K, and he covers the Thunder for the Oklahoman. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, man. Was it popping inside that little box in my room like it was? Because I know that I've seen a lot of, you know, atmospheres. Of course, we saw LeBron return back to Cleveland. There was kind of like an anger level there that was palpable. But watching that on the TV, did it come across that way in the stadium? Sometimes people say, nah, it wasn't as loud, or it wasn't as, you know, filled with vitriol. But how did it come across to you sitting there live?
It wasn't anger to me. It was playoffs. It was like finals. It was like, you know, Floyd Mayweather was literally sitting on the baseline. Like, he was there. I saw him with my own eyes. It was like before a prize fight. There was tension in the air. You know, I had Michael Wilbon mentioned to me before the game. This was Jordan-esque in terms of like the media attention. Mm-hmm.
And there she blows.
And that'll hit.
So much so that no one paid their phone bill in Oklahoma. Everyone saved up their money to go to the game.
Yep.
No one paid their bill.
There is no more phone service anywhere in the state.
He said he saw Floyd with his own eyes, and Michael Wilbon said something about Jordan, and then the state exploded.
Nope. It could be an earthquake, though.
I mean, gotta be careful. Don't want to make fun of anything like that.
Well, no,
popping back on.
Yeah, because the way things have been going in Oklahoma, because of all of the hydraulic fracturing, there's been earthquakes everywhere, and like temperatures soaring and everything. So it's possible that Eric was just the subject of a natural disaster.
Eric, hi, Eric. The game was so damn good that the Oklahoman didn't pay y'all phone bill, huh?
No, man, I'm actually in D.C., and I had somebody else calling me on the other line, and I accidentally pressed the wrong button. The game was so good, I lost control of my thumb. That's how good the game was, okay? But point being is, it was like a prize fight. It was really, there was a palpable tension in the air, and I thought it was great TV. I thought it was great competitiveness from both teams. I mean, you guys played that soundbite before we came on with Kevin Durant saying, you know, that's just part of the game. And I think he was right. You know, like the tension between the teams was obvious, and it was just a great theater for basketball, man.
So what happens now? We are starting to hear, and I don't know how this is playing down there, but I've heard Billy Donovan has been mentioning himself to people when it comes to some possible major college job openings. I don't know if you've heard the same thing, but all of a sudden my eyebrows raised, and somebody asked me, have you heard anything about Billy Donovan? And I thought, well, I hadn't yet. And this person said, yeah, that there's all kinds of a talk that he may be looking for an exit. Are you hearing that?
Well, I haven't heard anything directly. I'm supposed to be talking to some folks sometime today about said topics or other various things. Mm-hmm. But no, I haven't heard anything directly just yet. I have no knowledge of him saying that he's seeking any sort of jobs. I've read some of the same things you probably read online. But I plan on asking him about it. I haven't heard anything, like I said, but it seems like kind of odd timing considering that the Thunder likes Donovan. Donovan seems to be coaching well despite this team not having, not being the team that he came to coach in terms of having Kevin Durant, which is one of the, you know, the proposed ideas. Like, this wasn't the team that he planned on coaching. But at the same time, this franchise is still kind of recovering from the Kevin Durant departure. There's still going to be some more moves to be made, whether it's at the trade deadline or in the summer. And for the duration, I feel like Donovan's going to be a part of that. He doesn't give off any indication to me that he's leaving. I don't know that for sure.
No, I don't either. I was surprised to hear his name even come up in reasonable speculation at this point.
Well, you know, I mean, a guy with that kind of college coaching experience, a guy that, let's not forget, had an NBA job before and then went back to college when he had that brief, very brief, maybe less than a few days long stint with the Magic before going back to Florida. I think it's natural for his name to come up in those conversations, particularly with all the success he had at the collegiate level. So I guess we'll see how it transpires over the next few days. And I'm certainly going to ask him about it tonight.
Are Oklahoma City fans worried that at some point Steven Adams and Victor Oladipo are going to be the best players on this team? I mean, you know, how long can Russell Westbrook roll around with a bunch of guys who, one, can't shoot, and two, don't have the same competitive edge like he?
Well, you know, I don't think the competitive edge thing is necessarily true. I think you saw in that game a couple of nights ago, the competitive edge overflowed throughout the entire team. I think all the guys on that team are guys who play hard. I don't think the effort is the question with the Thunder. It's just the talent. Like you said, there's a lot of guys on that team that aren't great shooters. There are a lot of guys on that team that are thrust into the second or third banana roll that would be probably better a notch down. They still need another scorer next to Russell Westbrook to go alongside Victor Oladipo. You ideally don't want Steven Adams to be your number three. He's a guy that makes his money on defense and is still emerging offensively. You know, the Enes Kanter injury really put them in a bind because he's a world-class offensive player who broke his hand on some silliness on the sidelines. So, yeah, is there that there's always going to be that fear when it comes to Russell Westbrook. The Thunder probably needs to do the best job it possibly can to try and get him signed to that supermax that's going to be eligible this summer through the new collective bargaining agreement and see if they can get him long term. But, you know, the next few months are going to be interesting to see how much they can get Russell Westbrook to buy into this thing in terms of a long term fix, because, you know, he already put his trust in them for an additional season with this extension that he just signed. And now the Thunder's basically in the same position again this summer.
And then we've got the All-Star game. And I know you wrote about some of the possibilities there. I'd like to think that a couple of mature, if headstrong, adults could rise beyond a silly little beef like this to be able to coexist and play nice together. But I guess we don't know until we see, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. Like, I don't really think that, like, he and Kevin are going to patch this thing up or anything. You know, Russell's a competitor, Kevin is too. But at the same time, I don't think it's going to be a situation where you see them not passing Russell the ball or they get frozen out or anything like that. They're going to be on the same team. They'll take care of their business, get in, get out, and then they'll go about their business. And more than anything, I think these guys have kind of a competitive disdain right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as much personal as we want to make it out to be, because I think Russell said that Saturday night, you know, we're kind of getting too far into this and it's silly. But you know, Russell's mad because the team he's on isn't as good as it used to be. That's why he's mad more than anything, because this guy wants to win. And I think that Kevin's a really, you know, fierce competitor as well. And I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a situation where they're barking at each other on the same team at All-Star. I don't think they're going to put that much energy into it. I just think they're going to say, hey, let's go down here. Let's do this thing. Let's get out of here as quickly as possible.
Who does Russell Westbrook enjoy opening up to? Because he's one of my favorite players in the league for a lot of reasons, and I understand he's got other interests outside of basketball and usually likes talking about those. And then when you talk basketball, he kind of shuts down. And he's got a weird relationship from what I've seen from afar with the media. But who does he open up to, not just in that organization, but people that cover him on a nightly basis?
I mean, in terms of us, I wouldn't say there's necessarily anybody in the media circles that he opens up to. He keeps a close circle. You know, it's his mom, his dad, his brother, his wife. I mean, it's been that way since he's been a teenager. And, I mean, in terms of people on the staff, you know, he confides in a guy like Mo Cheeks, the assistant coach, who's been with him since the beginning, left for a year for Detroit and came back. And you know, those are two guys, a guy that's a former point guard, Mo Cheeks, that's really always around him and always in his ear and has been sort of like the Russell whisperer in a sense, in that he's calmed Russell down at times when he's been hot on the sidelines in his career in the past. And he even did it this year when Russell picked up a tech in Charlotte. But I mean, from a media standpoint, I wouldn't say there's anybody that Russell really confides in. And that's why you don't hear a lot of things coming out of Russell's quote unquote camp the way you do from Durant or other players around the league.
Especially because as long as Steven Adams is around, that guy could fill my notebook. I mean, he seems like every time I see him, he's got something interesting to say or answers a question in a way that you don't quite expect. He's got to be a hoot.
You know, Steven Adams is interesting because I think when people first started talking to him, they kind of found him as like this foreign guy who's got a lot of jokes. But like since Durant's left, he's really taken on this kind of mature media figure in the media where, you know, he's still funny and jovial and light, but he'll really talk basketball with you if you get down and ask him about certain plays and why certain things happen. Like, he'll really get into, like, the, you know, the situations and the X's and O's, and he's really thoughtful about that stuff. He's a really smart player, and I think that he's a guy that's only going to get better because he's 23 years old, and he's kind of just scratching the surface of his offensive game. And I'm sure the Thunder's glad to have him in the wake of Kevin Durant leaving, because he's kind of been like the second banana in the media circus when it comes to Russell Westbrook having to handle all this load with the media attention.
And I don't think people appreciate just how good he is or how young he is, because you forget he's 23 because he looks like he's stepped out of Gangs of New York or something, or some sort of, you know, pirate movie, and you don't realize that that's still a very, very young man who hasn't maxed out his game yet.
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that the Thunder really values. And it would be interesting to see, like, you know, people kind of look and see, like, you know, the Thunder needs to improve their team. But Adams doesn't seem like a guy that they want to part with in order to do that. And in order for the Thunder to really get, like, a bona fide number two scorer in here, teams are going to ask about guys like Adams and Oladipo, who are signed to extensions, but they're below market extensions relative to the rest of the league. So, like, are they going to be willing to part with a guy like that? I don't think so, because Adams can defend so many different positions, and he has so much upside as a 23-year-old who's 7 feet tall and can do the things he does.
What do you think or not think Kevin Durant didn't take into consideration when it came to this entire thing? And, you know, we talk about the text message as opposed to a call or what he said about, well, what he inferred as far as LeBron going back to Miami with some tweets way back in the day. Where was the miscalculation on his part in this entire situation?
Well, you know, that's tough to say. I don't know if anybody could have anticipated that the backlash would be as strong. Maybe Kevin and his group thought that they could get through this with that letter, which I thought that while the letter was brief, I didn't think that Kevin said the wrong things in the letter. I think where he really misstepped is not, you know, calling Russell Westbrook, Nick Collison, sitting down with those guys, having a real face-to-face and a and a, you know, I've got to do this as a man kind of thing, and sitting down and really parting with them the way that LeBron James did his way, where he sat down with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and said, you know, I'm leaving and going back to Cleveland. I think that would have helped the situation a lot more, and I think that that's where they kind of, you know, they didn't anticipate that the backlash would be as strong, because, you know, Russell Westbrook is kind of this guy who, you know, he's about respect, and he's about, you know, face-to-face and doing the things you got to do and facing challenges. And the way that Kevin left looked like he was running away from not just the challenge of coming back with the Thunder and going after the Golden State Warriors again, but also the challenge of just sitting down next to a guy he went to war with for 8 years and looking him in the eye.
Eric, before we let you go, I find it notable that you very consistently refer to the Thunder as a singular entity. That you say it instead of they. That you are, you've made clearly that editorial decision. Is it your decision? Is that your boss's decision? Because whether it's Heat or Lightning or Magic or any one of these teams, that sometimes I know editors have different opinions and reporters have different opinions, and sometimes the team's own PR departments aren't consistent.
You know, I guess it's a case-to-case basis with the teams, but, like, I think the Thunder is singular. Other outlets go with they. I think maybe some national outlets go with they, but I've always considered them a singular. I've always considered the Heat a singular, the Magic a singular. So it's kind of like a personal preference thing, and it's a thing that I think that we go with in terms of our newspaper as well. So I'm not going to get into like the whole English of it.
No, I'm fascinated by decisions like that. Like, who makes those calls and why and how it's applied.
Well, just say you do, Eric.
It's our newspaper. It's our newspaper.
All right. Speaking of which, please send our best to Barry Trammell, who's our guy.
Oh yeah, most certainly, man. He's one of the best guys I've ever been around. Not just as a journalist, but as a person, man. Barry's fantastic.
All right, Eric. I think we will certainly talk again before this basketball season is over. And glad we could have you today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That is Eric Horn. That's our first time talking to Eric.
Yeah, it was cool.
Really
was
good.
Yeah,
stuff. He's great.
So do you say a White Sox or a White Sox?
That's another one. I say a member of the White Sox.
Oh, so you skip it. Like you skirt the issue.
Yep.
See, I say a White Sox.
It feels
weird. I know, but he's a White Sox.
It was so hard to me when I was the PR director for the Rockford Lightning. And I'm always talking like, well, is this right, or this, or how do we do this? The Lightning is the Lightning R, and not to mention every third letter that came in was addressed to the Lightning, as if something is being lightened.
Oh,
because people didn't know
that. Yeah, well, I thought it would be people asking for their money.
The educational system in Rockford is not good.
Hey, that's the home of Fred Van Vliet. And
yes.
I don't know. And Trevor?
The point being what?
Trevor from Rockford? I don't know. I got two people.
But 20 minutes from now, we are going to talk to Mark Gonzalez of the Tribune. He is in Mesa as the Cubs are arriving. The official reportage is tomorrow, but there are plenty of Cubs there today just throwing baseballs around. And
we still don't have a roadmap that you're looking for, too. We got to figure this thing out.
No help. I've got no help.
Well, maybe Cubs fans don't care about the World Series and how to go about their Cubs life from here on out.
I thought it was a relatively simple question of what is this and where are we? Because you've never been here before. This is spring training starting and the Cubs are defending champions. You can't have your crutches. You can't have your questions. You can't have your, oh, maybe this will be the guy. Maybe sometime when the leaves start to turn, we'll be talking about him and what he, no. No, that happened.
I think it's a lot easier question if you're a White Sox fan this year. What is this and what are we?
You know, that's the only issue being Quintana. It's still waiting on the Quintana thing.
And Robertson as well. Because your favorite thing is coming up here soon. Something that me and Tanny, before we die, I can see it now. It's going to be like Jack and Morgan, you know, where the bucket list comes out and the World Baseball Classic is on it for the two of us. You know, we're going to have our vuvuzelas and all the silliness that goes along with it, the dancing in the stands. You know, maybe we'll hire Juan Uribe to be our friend for that weekend. But
thank you.
You're damn right. World Baseball
Classic.
Waving
something else in the stands. That is not a vuvuzela.
2035, Tanny. All right, let's book a trip for 2035 for the World Baseball Classic. You and I.
Sounds like a plan.
Shep can come too. But by that time, Shep will have like 7 kids. You know, he'll be running this station. You know,
yeah, we'll take Shep's jet to ensure a secure landing.
Yes, Yes,
we'll get her on Biff Orange
Stadium. I'll have Harrison Ford flying it for you, though, so it's going to be an issue.
Be careful, man. World Baseball Classic it is. Yeah, you got all the people worried about David Robertson's arm because he's going to attend that thing and might mess up his trade value.
Between now and 6 o'clock, we have two more seats to give away for the Children's Oncology Services Charity Poker Championship on Tuesday, February 23rd. Got to be listening if you want to win. So, poker players, the next few days, we've got a total of 17 seats, one of which is one of our high roller seats for $675. Is a $275 value. It might end up being a $10,000 value for you if you end up winning and going to take advantage of the grand prize, which is a seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. You want all the information about it, you can go to onestepcamp.org, but be listening for your chance to be a part of a big night. You have the score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans, listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox from start to finish.
If you are a real fan of the Cubs and White Sox, you should look forward to these young players.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Kevin Durant finally returned to Oklahoma City, and the game and the night went exactly as you'd expect it to go. The Thunder fans were big babies, and the Warriors laid a big beatdown on them, just as everybody expected. But Thunder fans have been among the best in the NBA. They're a great story. But to me, that was over the top, and that was embarrassing. I get it. He rejected you. You're still wounded. And I'd expect you to have a little something for the guy. Go ahead and boo him. That's fine. But I expected you to be better than all that lame cupcake and coward smack with a KD. Better with some other things that are not suitable for the Rome Minute. And given how that game went and how the fans acted, I seriously doubt this guy left that building thinking that he made the wrong choice. A decision that most of you killing him would have made yourself if you could. I'm Jim Rome.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House. Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
CDL Class A drivers ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join their line haul team at Saia LTL Freight in Burr Ridge. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And our average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or go online to visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
Have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who is a top performing realtor in Chicagoland. It's not every day a home sells for more than list price, but that is what Amy Kite's team did for Vasil. Trying to flip a home in McHenry, he wasn't happy with the service or advice he was receiving. After calling Amy Kite, she got to work. Amy got the property sold in only 6 days for $220,000, which was above the list price. That's the kind of results you will get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. How you doing? It's Jason Goff here. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she'll sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881. Or online at AmyWillSellYourHome.com. Again, that's AmyWillSellYourHome.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved. Because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction,
You know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the Neumail Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. Neumail can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Neumail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Neumail Medical Center, today.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena Wednesday when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bulls, they have two games left before the All-Star break. They'll host Toronto tomorrow. Boston on Thursday. They sit at three games below 500. Dwayne Wade had an MRI on his wrist. Paul Zipser also with an MRI today on his ankle, and both are doubtful for that Toronto game. Jimmy Butler did practice. Nico Mirotic did not. Major League Baseball, the Cubs have made an offer to Travis Wood as they're getting ready for pitchers and catchers to report to spring training tomorrow. In hockey, the Blackhawks are beginning their bye week. They'll host Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, The Wolves beat the Rampage 3-2. They're off until Friday when they travel to Texas. NFL. Couple notes here. The Giants have released Victor Cruz and running back Rashad Jennings. Mike McDaniel is leaving the Falcons as offensive assistant to join the 49ers as their run game specialist. And College Bucket tonight, DePaul hosts number 2 Villanova with coverage on the Score starting at 7:45. The security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. Presence Health reminds you that the more you know about your heart, the more you can do together to keep it strong. So don't wait. Go to presencehealth.org/healthyheart to find out if you're at risk for heart disease today.
So here's a text response to that Cubs question.
Well, I was going to ask.
Where are we? And what is this? What are we doing here? Everybody's convening, and to what end at this point?
Time because is a flat circle.
Everybody's just sort of staring into the future and blinking at it like,
I like Cubs.
Okay.
I like World Series.
Right. And the 815 says, this is the first year I expect them to win the World Series. I hold them to the highest standard of my sports fandom. Before now, it's been a prayer to the baseball gods to take pity and favor the Cubs just once. It happened. There's nothing to compare it to. Now, I want the Cubs to destroy other teams without mercy for years to come.
That's what you need, though. That voracious appetite for dominance. You know, I had this conversation with Spiegs when we were doing the show together about how Boston Red Sox fans felt and how some of the special, you know, nature of not being the loser, but the thing that certain fans were clinging to year after year was now gone. Yes. And I didn't acknowledge it because I'm like, no, dude, you want to get rid of the loser tag. You want to finally win
it's
something.
It's part of people's identity.
I know.
It's important to people. It's more important to people than they know. Even if they say, oh, yeah, I got rid of this, they still... I have found it in talking to a lot of Cub fan friends and having lived through what we lived through last year, so many people slip back into old Cub comforts that every day they pick up the paper now, like, oh, okay... they won the World Series.
But that's human nature, though. Lows are more identifiable than highs because not everybody has experienced the same highs. Hell, not everybody's experienced the same lows. But you can always say to yourself, man, I remember when I was I thought was at my lowest point. Cubs fans have been at a low point for a long time. Of course, you get a year here sprinkled in, and I always say that the Dusty Baker hire changed the way that this franchise and this fan base was forced to think about baseball. It kind of got ratcheted up a notch to being serious, where you had a name manager and the tenor that was brought with that entire thing. Now, you've got the World Series, you've got the architects who are still in place, you've got the young kids who are about that World Series. Hell, you got a huge bat thrown in your lineup, like you made some giant offseason acquisition in Kyle Schwarber. Now, of course, your defense will take a hit, but, and listening to Theo kind of try to talk about what will be the issue this year as if we asked him that very question. And he's like, all right, we're going to need more pitching. And they're always
complacency and guys out for themselves and not
pull
out.
You in other directions.
But look, Joe Madden's going to say all the right things. And right. Joe Madden is going to strike he'll pick the words to find the right competitive tone and he will encapsulate it. Right. And off they'll go on another 7-month journey to something. But we have no idea, no matter what he says. And it's easy for the players. The players aren't fans. We keep mentioning this. They can lose themselves in routine. Mm-hmm. Fans don't get process.
You just turn that game on at 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
You work your ass at your job, and then you watch a little baseball, you listen to baseball and the Score, and it affects you however it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally get it when it comes to the players. It's their damn job.
Right.
Maybe they win, maybe they don't, but they know what they're doing, and they can when the lineup card's filled out, they do what they're supposed to do. It's harder on fans. Fans don't have, they can't.
Because they don't see that part.
Because they don't have that part.
Right.
Because they're not going to the ballpark at 3 and taking 200 fly balls. And
a cup of coffee.
You can't practice being a fan. You can't really get into that kind of routine.
See, now,
like, I put up a bunch of shots, you know? Take your fly
practice
balls.
Practice your booze.
Right, practice
your anger.
Practice throwing things at the TV. Right. It's like, I'm just, you know, just trusting the process. Right.
Practice not talking to your spouse for the rest of the night because of the game.
It's harder on the fans because you're just here now. Hello, welcome to a spring training that you've never been in before and you've got no idea what it's going to be like. Deal with it.
Well, think about what this town was going through 2 years ago, where you had the Mets series and it was a colossal failure in a lot of people's eyes. And I don't ever want Kyle Schwarber fielding a ball again. Or, you know,
I still feel that.
Yeah, that's probably a bad example. Yeah. But is Jake Arrieta going to be the same after, you know, what we saw at the end of that year?
And
then he wasn't. Baseball, especially good baseball teams, have, and this one, especially after winning a World Series, got a way of figuring itself out. You know, it has a way of, I always say the sports are the greatest reality show because the truth is going to come out, especially in a 162-game season. And I know the randomness of the playoffs.
And that has nothing to do with who wins the World Series after that truth comes out.
But you watched it. You watched it 2 years ago. You watched it last year. And, of course, the outcomes are totally different. But the understanding of what may happen, I think, hasn't changed.
The wisdom of Mark Gonzalez will inform this discussion next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Check them out.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Things change in baseball year to year. You can't bring back the exact same group. If you try, you're probably doing something wrong. But we're lucky to have such a great core of players that are going to be here for a long time.
As one of the architects, Theo Epstein, talking to the people. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com. Bernsie needs a roadmap. He can't find his way.
I can't.
Trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
I'm really struggling. Maybe Mark Gonzalez can help us now in the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight on Twitter at MD Gonzalez. So, Gonzo, I guess this is the fundamental and existential question right now at a spring training that everybody's going to remember for the rest of their lives as the one after. Where are we, and what is this now?
Where are we now? I think the honeymoon or the hangover is still continuing, mm-hmm. and it might not be just the players, but I think it's everybody just coming out and still fawning over the guys, and in some case rightfully so. But this is going to be a interesting landscape. I looked at the last roster with David Rollins back with the Cubs as a non-roster invitee. They have 40 pitchers in camp. 40. I don't know who's going to hold on extra points and all that, but it just speaks to the fact they know it's a long spring, short off season. They're going to be careful, but kind of enjoy the moment as they bring their core players along slowly.
Speaking of being careful, how are they going to handle Kyle Schwarber, especially after a knee injury? He's a guy that still wants to catch. Obviously, that's some kind of carrot on the stick still out there for him. How will they go about making sure that he's fresh, but also taking care of that knee because he's a bat that they need in that lineup?
We'll find out more tomorrow, but this guy's been going full speed since he's been down here. Watched him take batting practice Saturday. He came in today, didn't want to talk. Said, hey, this is kind of my last day before you ratchet up, and was going to go lift weights. But he looks like they might have to tap the brakes a little bit. I know he wants to catch. He wants to prove that he's a pretty good outfielder. He's got a lot on his plate, though. And I think at some point they'll tell him probably sooner rather than later, we're going to bring you along at a gradual pace and not go all out, because they have a lot invested in him, not just financially, but in terms of big plans for him with the lineup and such.
Do you expect that Joe Maddon is going to take sort of a less is more approach to some of his hands-on speechifying and sloganeering early on? Because it's not just that they won. It's that this team's a year older, and he's got guys who maybe don't need the same kind of treatment as they did before. And sure, there's going to be some young players involved, obviously, but the relationship that the manager has with his players has obviously matured acceleratedly because of last season.
He's got to be careful with this, and I say that as far as addressing the whole group. I think every player in some extent needs to be treated differently, but you know, he's got a group of veteran guys who've been down this road before, who have won titles and know how to prepare themselves for the next spring. you know, namely the Lesters and Lackeys. And you have the young guys like Bryant and Baez, who are just getting their first taste of, you know, life after winning a World Series. The message might be tweaked a little bit, although, you know, in the case of Chris, he's pretty much a low-maintenance guy. But I think he's got to be careful in terms of that message and how general he can make it, and at the same time address it to everybody where it has a singular message.
You mentioned John Lackey at the end there last season especially, and we know he's a 190-inning, you know, kind of guy, a workhorse, but Father Time is undefeated. Is there a plan in place? I want to say similar to Jake Arrieta's plan last year, but is there a plan in place to maybe skip some starts to make sure that he is fresh come playoff time?
You know, they do a pretty good job of knowing when to keep the rotation on schedule and when to insert a guy here and there. I think a lot depends on if they have a bona fide number six candidate where they can slip in a swing guy. You know, today Mike Montgomery was saying he'd be willing to be that swing guy if he doesn't win the fifth spot, which I thought was very unselfish of him. And a lot depends on Brett Anderson, how far along he is and how many starts they can get out of him. So, you know, having said all that, I think they'll be careful with John, but I don't think the entire kid gloves will be slipped on him right away.
I'm also trying to figure out what it meant last year when Madden abruptly changed his trust level in what had been his high leverage bullpen. I know there was some potential injury or wearing down issues there where maybe a bite on the slider is not quite the same, or there is a velocity drop that they know. But when Carl Edwards Jr. all of a sudden is the guy in big games and you're changing the way you used guys you rode all year, does that carry over? Does everybody get a fresh start? Is everyone just looked at now, and especially now with Davis and Uehara, it's going to be different. But it was notable that Madden did what he did in real time, going with guys that at that point, at the moment, he trusted more than others.
Very notable, especially to what you pointed out earlier about, you know, Carl Edwards Jr. starting the 10th inning of the biggest inning in Cubs history instead of Strope and Rondon. Granted, he had to go with the more trusty guy at that point, but if you look at the back of the baseball card, certainly Rondon and Strope have the edge over Edwards. If I shouldn't say edge, it's just more than edge.
He's better at that point, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think all things considered, I think it's got to be in the back of these guys' mind that, hey, I was passed over. Maybe Joe uses it as a motivational point to these guys, saying, hey, it's your time to rebound and get your stuff back. But at the same time, you know, Edwards is ascending, and you just wonder how it all comes to an end as far as all this is all scripted, or if Joe just decides, I'm going to go with a hot hand. I have a lot of depth in the bullpen now with Uehara and Davis to go along with Graham and some other guys are going to take a look at. So it's an interesting landscape. I if I were Rondon or Strope, I'd kind of have that in the back of my mind.
Doesn't seem like Jason Hayward had an offseason. Seemed like a couple of weeks after the World Series, we were reading and hearing about him moving to Arizona, and I've seen two or three different versions of that swing already, and we haven't even thrown a spring training pitch yet. What's being said about a guy that they paid a lot of money to and ran the bases well and fielded well, but has to get that swing back intact?
They're encouraged, but I think Jason probably said it best at the convention that, hey, I have yet to face guys throwing 93, 95 miles an hour. We'll see what happens then, but he does feel comfortable. They were encouraged that he showed the initiative to move down to Arizona to work on a swing. It hasn't been an entire winter thing. You know, he took some time off. I noticed on his Instagram account he did mix in a trip to Sedona recently, a trip to Cabo, but for the most part, he's really been adamant about getting this thing right. And so far, the early reports are encouraging, especially because he's done this and he's shown an ability to repeat where the hands should be, how the bat should stand, you know, vertical, and just repeating that swing. And I think that's important to do it now rather than wait till till the spring to do it.
If it were up to me, I think ideally Ben Zobrist should play 110 games, where a guy who's going to be with 36, I believe, and showed signs last year that the workload finally got to him after being, you know, carrying them early, that maybe he's best served to taking a little bit more time off when you have that luxury of having one of arguably the best fielding second baseman to be at that position, or having him come in late innings to play left field. Anything you can do. But I do you know if there is going to be a plan in place to make sure that he doesn't have the statistical drop-off that he faced last year?
There has to be, and it's a great point, because you remember when Fowler went down, Zobrist was hitting like in the 330s. And then when Fowler came back, you notice where Zobrist was down to like 270, 260. And he hit a wall. And I think that that's where you see that chunk of 52 games that he doesn't play come into factor, where he can stay fresh if you monitor his time properly. And I think that's got to be in the back of Joe's mind, just breaking down Ben's season. And certainly he had the big hit in the World Series, but did pay a price during the regular season, just playing as much as he did. And I think part of it was Joe didn't have a true option at the time when Fowler went down, who to hit at the top of the order. So I think they will be very, very careful about how many games he plays, you know, how long, you know, moving around back and forth. I mean, he is 35, 36, but, you know, it all catches up to us at some point.
Javi Baez is going to miss a portion of the season because of the World Baseball Classic, portion of the spring training, I should say. But is he going to get a bump in terms of not value, but plate appearances, or guys going to, you know, like we just mentioned Zobrist, we're going to see less of Zobrist and more of Javi Baez as he comes into his own offensively, hopefully?
I think we got to see how much improvement he makes from the against righties. And that's just my observation. You know, I asked Joe about it during parts of last season. Hey, he's starting to hit righties. Are you willing to stick him out there more? And Joe was in a wait-and-see mode. And most of the time, I think Joe was right, because Javi would get exposed sometimes, you know, taking that vicious swing and missing on a breaking pitch or just being fooled. And I think it's going to be up to Javi and how he performs. But, you know, he's still on the progression. He's still making improvements, and we got to see how much he improves to see if he really does earn that extra playing time or at-bats.
Last question, Mark. What fills the David Ross leadership vacuum? Maybe it's a combination of factors, but he was just in that sweet spot for a team that needed to have a guy there who's still playing and still has the gravitas of an actual player, but also functioned as a de facto coach. Is Rizzo wise beyond his years in that maybe the need isn't there anymore? Are there others who need somebody like that? Maybe Ross will be around the team a little bit, but every day in that traveling party all the time, how does that void get filled?
I think it gets void starting with the guy you mentioned, Rizzo, but also to a lesser extent, you know, John Lester and Wilson Contreras, in terms of, you know, first of all, shutting down or trying to harness that running game. And Ross was so great at doing the little things, whether it be pitch outs or having Anthony hold runners on tight to give the feeling that somebody was going to throw over to first, and even Lester continuing to buy in to at least acknowledge there's a runner there. I think it starts with those three, and then it expands, you know, just the little things, whether it be a Zobrist making sure guys are in check, maybe another pitcher kind of is monitoring the rotation, the starting rotation, or even the bullpen. You know, there's checks and balances. There's plenty of veterans on this team. And Joe talks about the lead bulls, and maybe some of those guys will have to be more assertive in filling that void.
I know we'll talk a lot this season. This is the first official visit of the 2017 mm-hmm. baseball season, the first of many from Marcus.
And Gonzo, thank you, by the way, for the USC onesie that you sent out for Jace. It's his first college affiliation, and I'm sure he will wear it well for you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Mark. And by the way, Jay, do not look at the retail cost for the University of Southern California.
I won't. I will not worry about that. So this will be a mission that will be had by the accountant and my fiance.
Get that 529 started, though. And get that 529 going.
There are a bunch of things that I have to get going for this little guy. But, yeah, USC is already dancing in the fiance's mind because of Mark Gonzalez.
You got that white horse running up and down the sidelines?
Oh, man, dude. Yep. You know, it's 18 years away, but it's still it's too damn soon because of how much money things are going to cost here.
I'm like 2 years away from visits.
I'm
2 years away from visits.
You're on another level.
Think about that.
Hey,
think about that. Two years away from starting to visit places.
Yeah, man. I remember when you brought Jason in here with the car seat. The first time we met him, it was at over at NBC Tower. Yep. And now
it's always gonna be 15.
You're old, brother. You're old.
I know.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at it, all this theoretical thing. It's like you know, someday when I pay for college, mm-hmm. I'm like
right around the corner.
Like,
yeah. So if you see Bernsey at your local BK drive-thru,
driving an Uber,
more sauce, please. Bernstein.
If I pick you up in a Lyft car, you know what's up.
It is what it is.
All right, we're gonna give away another poker seat when we come back. You don't want to miss this, so keep it here. You got
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates,